This Sunday marks the 200th anniversary of the publication of Charles Darwin's work, Origin of the Species. This week on News and Views, we talk to historian David Contasta, author of Rebel Giants, about the British naturalist Darwin and U.S. President Abraham Lincoln. They were both born on February 12, 1809, and would both grow up to change history. On the surface, their lives were very different. Darwin grew up in a mansion and went to a university. Lincoln was born in a log cabin and had little formal schooling. However, Contasta says both men lost their mothers when they were young, rebelled against their fathers, and as young adults, took the time to teach themselves about life.
Lincoln ended up in this little town of New Salem, Illinois, and he spent the time from 1831 to 1837 there trying all kinds of things. He was a storekeeper for a while. He was the village postmaster. He took up surveying. He was an election judge. He ran for the state legislature. And by the end of the time when he was there, he had decided he's going to become a lawyer, and he actually reads law on his own.
What's uncanny, says Contasta, is that Darwin was searching for a calling during the same period of time, resisting his father's expectation that he become a priest.
And what saves him is a letter from one of his professors who says that the captain of the HMS Beagle wants a gentleman to go along to take his meals with him. And so Darwin jumps at the chance, and he ends up being gone for 5 years on the HMS Beagle. And by the time he comes back, he's determined that he wants to become a naturalist.
On the next News and Views, the role that personality played in Darwin's and Lincoln's success. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. This Sunday marks the 200th anniversary of the publication of Charles Darwin's work, Origin of the Species. This week on News and Views, we talk to historian David Contasta, author of Rebel Giants, about the British naturalist Darwin and U.S. President Abraham Lincoln. They were both born on February 12, 1809, and would both grow up to change history. While Charles Darwin was pursuing a career as a naturalist in England, Lincoln was an American lawyer nursing political aspirations. David Contasta says each was patient and pragmatic, with an excellent sense of timing.
Abraham Lincoln seemed to know when he should run for a particular political office and not run for a particular political office. So he was able to grasp the nettle at just the right time, beginning in 1858 when he debates Stephen A. Douglas and becomes a very famous person.
In the same years, Darwin was waiting for the right time to publish theories sparked by his scientific observations made when he was aboard the Royal Navy ship, the HMS Beagle.
When he gets back in 1836, he starts keeping some notebooks about his beliefs in transmutation, that is, that plants and animals had developed or changed or evolved over time, and he doesn't publish Origin of Species until 1859. He partly does not publish because he doesn't think he has enough evidence. He's afraid that the scientific community is going to laugh him out of existence, so to speak, so he wants to pile up all the evidence.
In 1860, the year after Darwin published Origin of the Species, Abraham Lincoln was elected President of the United States, as the bloodiest war on American soil was about to begin. On the next News and Views, the social and political environments that were ripe for change. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. This Sunday marks the 200th anniversary of the publication of Charles Darwin's work, Origin of the Species. This week on News and Views, we talk to historian David Contasta, author of Rebel Giants, about the British naturalist Darwin and U.S. President Abraham Lincoln. They were both born on February 12, 1809, and would both grow up to change history. Darwin published Origin of the Species in 1859 and Descent of Man in 1871. Lincoln led the movement against slavery in America during the Civil War. Contasta says that while both Darwin and Lincoln had political instincts, they also lived at the right time, each in the right place.
If either one of them had been born, let's say, 10 years earlier or later, they wouldn't have been able to do what they did. Lincoln would not have been in a position to exploit all of the controversy over slavery in the territories. Darwin may have lost out to someone like Alfred Russel Wallace. Wallace came up with a theory almost exactly the same as Darwin's.
The world was also in the midst of change.
This is going to be the time of the Industrial Revolution, of railroads, of steamships. there's an expansion of the British Empire, there's an expansion of the United States. Everything seems to be up in the air.
Contasta says the men's legacies have become intertwined.
The Lincoln Revolution is ultimately going to lead to the civil rights movement of the 1960s and to the conclusion that, in fact, all people are created equal. And the biological revolution, touched off by Charles Darwin, has led us to DNA and an understanding of genetics, to the Human Genome Project, which proves that there's really no such thing as race biologically, that human beings are all the same, that we share the same genetic material. And even more than that, it proves that we're also very closely related to plants and animals.
Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on April 14, 1865. Charles Darwin died 17 years later on April 19, 1882. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.